How to criticize someone. It's best to avoid criticizing anyone. Compliments work better, and sometimes silence is the best form of criticism available. I've known people who have said bad things to and about me who cannot take criticism themselves. Most people are one-way streets, and it's better not to spend your time dodging head-on traffic. If you stay silent, people will eventually make fools of themselves without your help at all. It's revenge the easy way. How to say no. Learning how to say no is crucial to thinking like a billionaire. We are faced with a barrage of requests each and every day, for time, for money, and for favors. We have to learn to say no most of the time, sometimes to some worthy causes and some great opportunities. When it comes to saying no in the context of a deal, I learned a valuable lesson from one of my lawyers. Distill the information presented to you. Lawyers are pros at distilling complex information, and it's a skill worth cultivating. As you read over the terms of a deal or a contract, translate the language by using the phrase, "in other words," and then paraphrase the rest. You will begin to see the tricky ways in which language can be used. If you can distill the language into simpler terms, you'll be able to see how the deal will reward you and also what it will require of you. Once you have the pluses and minuses straight in your head, saying no, if necessary, will be a lot easier. Frankly, and this advice might strike you as strange, accept it when people are not nice to you. I like it when people are not nice because they're easier to control. It's much more difficult to be tough with someone who is nice. If they're nasty, saying no is a cinch.